The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, the 6th of June. We got two topics today. We're going to talk about wonderful music and the Missouri River Relief. Let's start first of all with Steve Schnarr. Welcome to Radio Friends, Steve.
How are you doing?
Good to have you here. Tell me a little bit about Missouri River Relief, what it is.
Yeah, we are a nonprofit organization. We're based in Columbia. And what we do is organize river cleanups and river education with volunteers all along the Missouri River. We really focus on the Missouri River from St. Louis to about Sioux City, Iowa.
Now, you've got a cleanup coming in early August.
August. That'll be our next one in this area. Yeah. August 17th, which is a Saturday up in Glasgow, Missouri.
Okay.
Which is, I think it's maybe a 45-minute drive from Columbia.
We'll have you on before you do that cleanup sometime
cool.
in early August
Good.
To invite people to come and be a part of it.
Awesome.
But what is the information you want to get across to our listeners about the Missouri River and the Missouri River Relief Program?
Well, what I think the reason why we exist really is because there's a bunch of people that just really love the river, enjoy the river, and we're kind of surprised that more people don't know about it. It's maybe one of the...
They don't know about the Missouri River?
Like, you know, intimately, you know, get out on it, go hang out by the river. There's so many people that live in this area that just seem kind of unaware of what an amazing place that it is.
Yeah.
And so we sort of see ourselves as a vehicle for getting people intimately involved in the river.
With the river.
And the river cleanup is a great way to do that.
It is.
We take you out in a boat, drop you off on a bank along the river, and people pick up trash, garbage that's floated in floods.
But isn't it sad, though, that you have to have the cleanups, that you have to clean up around the river because people have littered?
Yeah, well, you know, it's sort of part of living in our world today. Most of what we pick up is stuff that's floated in from other places, Kansas City, other towns, and it's mostly one-use, single-use plastic disposable stuff,
yeah.
bottles,
yeah.
you know, water bottles, number one thing.
Yeah.
And then kind of a remarkable amount of toys and just a bizarre variety of stuff.
So you do the cleanup. Your next one's going to be in August. But you want people to intimately know the river. And, you know, it's really so nice if you have the opportunity to go down. I used to ride my bike along the trail.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd stop on a hot summer day, and I'd bring some watermelon in a cooler and sit on one of those benches along the river or on the ground and watch the river come by and imagine what it was like many, many, many years ago.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was kind of a different river back then, but you can still tap into that really
yes.
deep historic feeling.
If people want more information about this, how can they contact you?
Well, our website is riverrelief.org.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of information about the stuff that we do, including a monthly speaker series, which takes place the second Tuesday of every month at Les Bourgeois Bistro.
Okay.
We work with the Friends of Big Muddy and the Fish and Wildlife Service to put this on every month. Someone different that has real knowledge about a different aspect of the river comes and talks about
okay.
it.
So how do they get in touch with you again?
Riverrelief.org.
Riverrelief.org. Steve, thank you so much
for
coming by. And we'll have you back in early August to talk about that cleanup.
Great. Thank
okay?
you.
Okay. Good to have you here. Now I turn to Kirk Trevor and Lily Vianello. It's a pleasure to have both of you.
Thank you
so much.
And we're here to talk about the Missouri Symphony Society and you've got so much going on. What, 26 separate concerts? Is it 26?
24.
Okay, well, I threw two extra
Close.
In there
yeah.
for you.
We might
be up to 23
tours.
Okay, 24 different symphonies, concerts coming up. And is tonight the opening night?
Tonight's the opening night for Hot Summer Nights opens tonight at the Stevens Lake Amphitheater.
Okay.
And the symphony's going to play a pops program that's kind of an overview of the whole season. We've got 24 concerts split into five different series. Our wonderful classical series, we have a great pop series, the even better, I think, family series that we hope all of our listeners are tuned into, and our chamber music series and some special community concerts. And this is the first of our community concerts tonight at the Stevens Lake Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm. Is there a charge for this?
Free.
This is free of charge?
Yeah, if you can get parked in there and you know, get there early, because parking's not so easy down there at Stevens Lake, but so, I think they're making it possible on the other side of the road.
But it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's
what time does it start?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock tonight at Stevens Amphitheater.
And then on Saturday night, we open our classical series. It's called White Russian Night, featuring the Tchaikovsky's Pathetique Symphony. And Chloe Trevor, my daughter, is going to play the Shostakovich Violin Concerto, and we've got Ruslan and Ludmilla. So for those who are lovers of classical music, this is our great classical opening.
Okay, and that's going to be at the Missouri Theater.
That's at the Missouri Theater, and then next Wednesday our family series opens, and that's at 6:30 in the evening. We've moved them from Sunday afternoon to Wednesday night at 6:30, so get your kids dressed up a little if they want and have an evening out. And
so why did you move them from Sunday afternoon?
We just did it this year. We're trying to find the perfect time that really works with family schedules. Obviously, Sunday afternoon in the summer is, you know, a time that dad wants to be out with the kids and sports and things that get in the way. So we thought if we take a midweek early evening, it's still early enough for a young kid to come, see the concert for an hour, and be home in time for bed. But I think that this way it gives a little more of an evening out for our 4-year-old to a 14-year-old.
Okay, so the kids' concerts Wednesday evenings
at 6:30 at the Missouri Theater.
Okay,
great place to be.
All right,
and then our
and
pops
then there's
series.
One more we want to talk okay. about. Yeah. We want to talk about our opening for our pops concert, which is a tribute to Elton John. It's Madman Across the Water. It is on June 15th at 7:30 at the Missouri Theater. And the concert tonight is free, but you do need tickets for the other shows. So you should definitely make sure to call our box office or contact us via the website, mosymphonysociety.org.
Okay. So you can make your you can buy your tickets online.
Yep.
Can you pick out your seat? Are those seats open seating?
No. For the family concert, it is
open seating,
but the other shows are reserved seats.
Okay, so you can pick your ticket out online. All right. If you want more information, the telephone number to call is?
875-0600, 573-875-0600.
Or the website?
MoSymphonySociety.org.
Okay, Lily Vianello, thank you so much today. And tell your wonderful mom and dad that I said hi. Kirk Trevor, thank you so much for coming by. And tell your wonderful wife and
I will.
Your children that we said hi. All
right? Paul.
Right.
Yeah. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Larry Brown will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you, pepperp@missouri.edu.